Hey, church girl. Welcome to Church Girl Gang, a podcast where we get to talk about life, living for Jesus, and everything in between, and how that affects us in the here and now. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation with you. Hey, church girl. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host for today's podcast. Welcome to the Church Girl Gang podcast. This is a podcast for girls of all ages who love Jesus and want to spend their lives following after him. If this is your first time checking out the pod, let me just say, welcome. You are in the right place, the perfect place just for you. And I think you're going to love today's episode. Today, I wanted to start working through a little mini series here. I'm kind of calling it TLC. We're going to be talking about taking care of yourself. So we're going to do a few different episodes on this, covering different ways that you can take care of yourself. And today I wanted to start with taking care of your body. But before we dive into the rest of today's episode, you guys, don't forget to let your friends know about Church Girl Gang. You can press the share button on whatever platform you're on when you do this. It is so, so helpful just in getting the word out and growing the gang, which we always want to do. We love growing the gang. We love making more friends, inviting people into our little community. And so be sure to press share on whatever platform you're on. You can post today's episode on your Facebook, on your Twitter, even on your Insta story. It couldn't be easier. So I want to encourage you, take a minute and do that right now. So honest confession, you guys, there's so much that I could talk about when it comes to taking care of your body, because the human body is so complicated and multifaceted. It's really a beautiful thing, but there's just so much that goes into it and so many different ways that we can engage in taking care of our body. And so it's going to be impossible to share all the things that I'm wanting to share here. If you enjoy today's conversation and you want to hear more, be sure to let me know and we'll try to continue this conversation on taking care of your body. Also, I know that for a lot of us, our relationship with our body can be a bit complicated, to say the least, right? Before I say anything else about this, I just want to let you know before we start that God loves you. He created your body for a purpose, on purpose. He picked out every single detail that makes up your body. In fact, the Bible says that God knows the number of hairs on your head. And especially for us girls, you know, that number changes by the second. I feel like I'm always finding hair somewhere. Anyway, like just falling out of my head, on my clothes, in my hairbrush. I know, gross. But God knows the number of hairs on your head, okay? So he cares about your body. He put thought into it. There is a reason that he made you the way that you are. And guess what? He doesn't make mistakes, okay? You may not know this about me, but my own relationship with my body has been pretty complicated throughout my lifetime. In fact, it wasn't until pretty recently that I started feeling anywhere near some kind of peace or understanding or confidence in or about my own body. I remember when I was in elementary school, I was made fun of because of my weight. Now, I wasn't like super chunky, but I did chunk up a little bit when I turned 8. I was kind of the biggest girl in my class. And so there was a little bit of stigma, a little bit of ridicule that came with that. And honestly, I was 8 years old. I didn't know how to feel about it, at least until the other kids let me know how I should feel, which was not good, right? It didn't happen all the time, but when I did get made fun of, it definitely stung. So I started dieting and working out when I was in middle school, which I will say before we go any further, dieting, working out, it's not always a bad thing. So I'll try to touch on that a little later on as well. But for some of us, we may need to examine our eating habits and change them in order to take care of ourselves and our bodies better. And that's okay. But in my case, I was a middle schooler, okay? I wasn't mature enough to handle taking care of myself in that way or properly know what I was doing. And so I started to undereat. And it's hard to say if it really was an issue or not. I never got sick from it. I never did anything to harm myself, but I definitely didn't know when to stop. Or should I say when to start, maybe, when to start eating. After a couple of years, though, I learned to be a bit more moderate with my eating. I continued working out a lot, and I never really felt content with my body. But that sort of feels typical for a teenager, right? You're sort of growing into your body. When I turned 15, I traveled to Guatemala on a mission trip, and I got pretty sick there. This crazy thing happened where I ate some things I shouldn't have eaten there, and it ended up making me really sick. And the healthy bacteria that is naturally supposed to be in your gut became unbalanced. And so this meant that I couldn't properly digest food, and it caused a lot of problems for me. And I got put on some medication, I went on some special diets, things like this, and tried to help myself, but everything ended up leaving me pretty sick and pretty tired. And so for the next 4 to 5 years, I walked around feeling like I couldn't really trust my body, like it was something that was betraying me, you know, more of a curse than a gift. And luckily, I finally found some help and some healing from a really great doctor. And as long as I continue to take care of myself and I'm moderate about what I eat, I don't really have to worry about that anymore. Everything kind of got back on track. The problem was, though, after all of that struggle with my body and after having to pay so much attention to it, really to a point where it just kind of consumed my life, it consumed my schedule, it even affected my relationship some. After all of that attention that I had to give to my body, I sort of just gave up for a few years after that. I didn't take care of myself at all. Whatever I wanted to eat, I ate. Whatever I wanted to do, I did. I wasn't really exercising well or anything like that. And you know what? After doing that, I really wasn't in any better place with my body than I was when I was sick. I was still not taking care of myself. And so I decided to find some peace with my body. Instead of dieting, because I had gained some weight after all of that lax in exercise and that sort of stuff. So instead of deciding to diet, I decided to make some lasting, sustainable lifestyle changes with my eating habits, you know. I also began to look for ways of exercising that I actually enjoyed instead of doing exercises that I really hated doing. I tried to find some ways of exercising that not only helped my body, but also fueled me emotionally and even relationally, you guys. And I don't know that I'll ever be fully content with my body, at least not until I get to heaven, because I'm still a broken person. But I can say that after going through so much trial and error and struggle with my own body, I've never been in as good of a place mentally or physically as I am right now. So here are 4 big changes that I made that have helped me get in a better place with my own body, and maybe these will help you too. I really hope that they do. So the first thing I did, I already kind of touched on this, but I stopped dieting. Instead of dieting, which I had tried a lot of different diets in the past, you know, different ways of tracking my caloric intake, only eating certain things, doing low carb, and all kinds of different diets that I tried. Instead of doing this, I decided to make some sustainable lifestyle changes. And it was really a matter of perspective for me. So, like, you know, you can't eat grilled chicken and broccoli for dinner every night forever and ever. Unless you, like, literally don't have any taste buds, that's just not going to work. Like, you're going to get so bored of that. Which is why I sat down and thought about foods that I actually enjoyed eating. Things like tacos, rice and beans, pizza, hummus and pita, PB&Js, pancakes, you know, real food. And I try to figure out how I can make them in a healthier way, or how much was actually appropriate for me to eat in moderation at a meal, eating them in a way that is healthy, right? So this has kept me from doing that thing that I'm sure all of us have done so many times where, you know, you're really trying to eat good. And so you decide to eat, you know, practically nothing for a whole week. And the following week, everything falls apart and you end up just eating all the junk food, all the things for the next week, and everything is blown, right? I also, another thing that I started doing, I got this idea from The Rock. I love The Rock, okay? Now, obviously, I am not in the same kind of shape that The Rock is. And there's a reason that he can do this thing the way that he does. But on Sundays, he eats cheat meals, okay? Now, the rest of the week, he eats very, very well, right? He works out very well. He does all the things he should be doing. But one day a week, he takes a break. You know, that's kind of biblical, actually. You can call it your food Sabbath if you want. So once a week, I let myself enjoy some treats. And this just helps me, you know, throughout the whole week, I lay off of the treats. I eat well, I eat healthily, I eat good food in moderation. And then one day a week, I say, okay, today you can have a donut. I really love donuts. So that's actually usually what I do. But that really helps me to stay on track, to eat in moderation, and that kind of thing. The second thing that I did was I found ways to exercise that I actually enjoyed. So I used to just run and do push-ups and sit-ups. I did it all the time, you guys, especially when I was in high school. Oh my gosh. There was one point in time when I was doing two a days. So twice a day, 5 days a week, I would run, I would do push-ups, I would do sit-ups. That was all I knew how to do. And I absolutely hated it. It felt more like I was punishing myself and my body than actually helping myself. I never felt like I could do enough, and I felt even worse because I just really never enjoyed doing any of it. It wasn't until about 2019 that I actually started experimenting with different types of exercises. I tried HIIT workouts, I tried body weight exercises, I tried lifting, I stopped running because I hate running. Some of you, you're probably listening to this, you're like, hey, I actually like running. That is awesome. You should run. You just run, Forrest, run. Run, run, run. For me, running is the worst. Here are some things that I discovered personally that I actually enjoy doing. And these are the ways that I like to exercise. I also like to keep it fresh, and just kind of rotate, do some interest things that keep me engaged and interested. So I like to do kickboxing, I like to do strength training, and I love to go paddle boarding. Those are some of my faves. I do them all the time, and it actually doesn't feel like punishment. It feels like something fun, and I actually look forward to exercising now. And I actually exercise more than I had in the past. No, I'm not still doing the two a days. So maybe Maybe that's a bit of a stretch. I'm not doing the 2 days, but I am exercising a lot more than I would have if I were just running. Okay. Number three, here's the other thing that I started doing to help myself. I started making personal investments in my body. Now, I know this one may seem like a strange one, so let me explain. I started doing some small things to help me just enjoy myself and looking in the mirror and a little bit more, and also just how I felt, okay? Small things like taking care of my body better or doing little things that make me feel a little bit more pretty. Here are some examples of some things that I did, and maybe this will start to make sense to you. I started getting my hair done. I made sure that when I went out, I was wearing makeup. I started ironing my shirts so I didn't look frumpy. I bought myself a couple of pieces of nice jewelry to help me feel a little more put together. I experimented with my clothes a bit more to find some pieces that I felt like were really flattering my body shape and my skin tone. I started painting my nails more often. I spent some time for a while trying to find a signature scent. So I tried some different perfumes and body lotions. By the way, if we ever meet in person, I stick to the tropical scents, you guys. Pineapple, orange, coconut, these kinds of things. I started using some teeth whitener, and I also tried to really be consistent in flossing. So these were some things that I've been doing over an extended period of time. I didn't just start doing all of these things all at once, but I started trying some different things out that I felt like were working for me, that were encouraging me, that were making me feel a little bit better. I was also doing these things as an extra little step just to help me and my own confidence. And at the very least, it helped me know that I'm doing the best that I can to help myself. Some of these things may work for you. Maybe you have your own little ways of investing in yourself. But what I can say is a few little things over time can go a really long way. And actually, speaking of little investments in yourself, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite little investments, and that is Ana Luisa. Ana Luisa is one of my favorite jewelry brands, and they're offering listeners of this podcast 20% off your purchase by going to shop.analuisa, that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, .com/churchgirl, and use the code churchgirl at checkout, okay? But let me tell you why I love Ana Luisa. First of all, they have incredibly high quality pieces. Okay, this isn't some kind of rinky-dink stuff, but guess what? They're affordable too, which I love, with high-class pieces starting at just $39. Second, they're carbon neutral, meaning that they're caring for the planet, y'all. And third, their pieces are super unique. These pieces are gonna make you feel empowered, elegant, and at your finest. Hello! During the first half of this year, for me, there's a lot of different birthdays and holidays that come my way, and I'm always looking for unique and meaningful gifts. If you're like me and you're looking for some gifts to give to, check out Ana Luisa right now. It's gonna be the perfect gift for your mom, your grandma, your BFF, anyone who loves some nice jewelry, okay? They've got a special site-wide sale going on. If you use the code CHURCHGIRL, everything is 20% off. So head there now by going to shop.analuisa, that's ANALUISA.com/churchgirl, and use the code CHURCHGIRL. And I would head there soon because they drop new pieces every Friday. So you're gonna wanna keep an eye out for all those awesome new pieces that are coming in. It's crazy to me how some good jewelry can really spruce up an outfit and just make you feel put together. Plus, after your order of Ana Luisa jewelry, there will be no question whether you're in the church girl gang or not. People will see you on the street and they're gonna be like, She looks so good. She must be in the Church Girl Gang. So check them out today by heading to my own personal link, shop.annaluisa.com/churchgirl, and let them know I sent you by using the code CHURCHGIRL, that's one word, CHURCHGIRL, to get 20% off of your purchase. So the last step I took was this. I began thanking God for my body. We've said this before, I'm sure, but gratitude changes everything, you guys, and it can even help you change your perspective on your own body. I began a practice of saying things to God, things that may seem a little silly to you, but to me, they made all the difference. My prayers sometimes looked like this, okay? I say, God, thank you for my body. I know that you made it to be exactly the way it is in this moment for a purpose and a specific reason. You know why my face is breaking out today, and you know why that piece of hair won't stay where it should, and that's why I don't have to worry about it. Thank you for what you're going to do through me and my body today. I pray that you would use me well. Listen, God knows your insecurities and your doubts about yourself, but he wants to use them to bring you even closer to him. Another thing I want you to know is this. You are not your body. I think sometimes we get this a little twisted. You are a soul with a body and not the other way around. Your body was given to you by God as a gift and a tool to be used to glorify him. In fact, the Bible calls the body a temple. Let me read you this scripture. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. And that's found in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, if you want to check that out for yourself. If you've given your life to Christ, then the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Your body has become a holy place. So treat it like it is. You know, I've been spending a lot of time in the Old Testament recently because I am trying to read through the entire Bible this year. I just finished the book of Leviticus and now I'm moving on through Numbers. And wow, did God set up some pretty specific, intense, and costly rules for the Israelites when they were building God's temple. Not only did he want it built well, but he also wanted it to be kept up well because he was going to live there. It was his house. I think it's the same thing with your body. If his spirit is living inside of you, it's now God's house. And you wouldn't let a guest come over to your house if it was messy, would you? You'd clean the house. So I want to encourage you to practice the discipline of taking care of your body and treating it well, because it's no longer yours. It's God's house. Before we part ways today, I would love to hear from you. What is your favorite way to get some exercise in? I love outdoor activities, I love lifting weights, and I love kickboxing. What are yours? Share it up in the comments below this video or DM at churchgirlgang on Instagram. When you respond, I'll take some comments and share them on our next episode. So do it. I want to hear from you and feature you right here, Church Girl. Listen, we'll be right back here next week for another podcast, but before we end, I just want to remind you of this verse found in 1 Corinthians 10:31, which says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Let's treat our bodies well this week, my friends. It's all from and for God. Until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, Church Girl. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Church Girl Gang. If you enjoyed listening to this and want to help us grow the gang, be sure to leave a 5-star review on your listening platform. If you're on YouTube right now, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You can connect with the Church Girl Gang and say hello on Facebook or Instagram, and also feel free to connect with me personally on all social media platforms, including YouTube, by searching at Kinsey Carice or heading to KinseyCarice.com for more content just like this. Bye.